Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Mill and Rachel, best friend duo. Hometowns. What a strange season.
Agreed.
7 people get hometowns. Only 6 of them were on this episode. And there's not going to be a rose ceremony. There's no rose ceremony after hometowns.
Everyone stays? Except if you get sent home on the...
Yeah. Gabby only had 3. Rachel sent someone home. 3 and 3. 2 Fantasy Suites episodes, according to Wikipedia. There's no rose ceremony this round.
Okay.
You're the Galifianakis gift right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going through. You're trying to do the math.
I didn't know that.
No rose ceremony.
I wasn't aware of this.
Unless they have one and give everybody a...
Everyone gets a rose.
One. Yeah. I feel like they would have previewed that. They didn't.
You need to get a rose to move to the next round. That's part of the show.
I don't think that's for you to say.
I don't care if you don't. If you aren't getting anyone, you better get round them all back up, and let's have a rose ceremony where everyone gets a rose. You need a rose every week to continue on the show. That's the show.
I hate to break it to you. I don't think that's going to happen. They might have filmed it, and they won't even show it to us. That would be.
Okay.
A decent.
So next week is Mentel All.
Next week is Aven's hometown. And then Mentel All.
Wonder if they'll give him a little extra time because he's got his own episode.
Maybe. Well, if he gets more than 10 minutes, yeah, it would be considered extra time.
Wow. Okay.
So also, we can't take next week off. That's another thing that means is we have to do. We have to recap that at least.
Well, let's see what if it's just boring?
It will be boring, just like this was.
Hold on, I didn't find this boring.
Then we did get one, at least we got one set of parents who were horrified by the whole thing, which we needed. We needed at least one.
We needed this.
Anything else you want to say before we get going, AB?
If Aven's is too boring, I will not be recording next week. I want that on the record.
You have to do it. We have to. We've set that precedent.
If it's too boring, I'll do it, but I'm not going to be happy.
That's fine. Okay, hometowns.
The Mentel All break is a tried and true tradition that has carried from season to season.
There's no more gives us a little juice. All.
Yeah. Gives us a little juice for the home stretch run. Yeah.
Rachel has, as a reminder to everyone, because easy to forget, Rachel has Zach, Tyler, Tino, and Aven. And no offense to Aven, but at the end of the episode, they were like, coming up next week, Aven's hometown. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Aven.
I didn't finish the episode. Go, where was Aven's?
No, I didn't either.
I said, oh, yeah, I forgot.
This is an interesting hometown because we don't know anything about these relationships. Mm-mm. I went into it, started the episode. I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to just assume that they're at a level that other seasons are, but we just haven't had the time to see it because of it's all jammed into one. So I'm believing. So it's better for me that they're actually at a spot where they should be for hometowns, despite that not being what I've seen.
So you don't actually believe that. You just wanted to convince yourself of that.
I was convincing myself of that. I think it's possible, but I don't know that I believe that to be the case.
There are a lot of canceled cocktail parties. A lot of canceled. There was a canceled date. There was a canceled date.
There has been a lot of canceled stuff. But I think probably they are at least a little bit further ahead than what we've seen, just because there just is not time for us to see these relationships.
No.
That's why this is a failed experiment.
Completely massive failure. That's the kayfabe version of it. I went into it thinking,
"Oh, you went in the other way."
Well, it's funnier. I can make jokes if we other way. So keep an eye out for those. First one: Gabby and Jason in New Orleans. Jason was the one reminder who was visibly uncomfortable on their one-on-one date. Just not a guy who likes to be under the lights, the bright lights of TV.
The cameras, yeah.
And that's
pretty
much all we've
seen. Frankly.
You didn't think you had a little...
Surprising hometown.
Surprising hometown.
Surprising hometown location.
Well,
you can tell where some people are from. I would have guessed Jason is a Midwest or...
I would have guessed Nebraska.
Yeah, just a Midwest guy.
Soft-spoken.
That's what I would have assumed. Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. Not the case.
No, New Orleans. Surprising hometown. That's
Surprising
all.
Surprising hometown. Typical B-roll. In New Orleans, dancing around on Bourbon Street. I'm not sure why they tossed beads from the balcony.
Yeah, that was weird.
The people below were confused and disinterested.
It didn't seem like the time of year
that
this was going on. People were just walking around and Gabby's screaming at them to show them their shirts up.
No, actually, I'm a local. I'm just going to work. Leave me alone.
There's nobody on the street. What are you two idiots doing up there?
What did you make of that awkward moment when Jason mentioned something about, he was like, I thought about leaving. She was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it was early, though. She's like, oh.
I feel like you don't have that conversation when you're up there throwing beads. It was a strange moment to bring that up. Yeah, or ever. Good point.
Then they're in a park, and Jason is explaining his parents' separation. When out of the shadows emerges his dad for basically a surprise half hometown. I don't think she knew he was coming. It was literally, that's my dad's music.
Listen,
a shock entrance.
Just another reason why I never want to get divorced. I don't want to have my hometown me at the park, okay? I don't want to be the guy at the park at the bench with the beignets. That's not what I want. So that's another reason to not get divorced, folks.
If it's
you don't
want to
be Jason's dad.
No, it's coming down to it, and you're like, the relationship's rocking. You're like, but what if one of the kids goes on The Bachelor, and then we have to do a split hometown?
I don't want to be the on my own
on
a park bench. No, thank you.
And he brought flowers to her. It should be the other way around.
Well, she didn't know this was happening.
No.
I saw the box, and I'm like, are those beignets in there? What's good?
Of course.
What's
of course
popping in that box?
This was a microwave hometown, the first of many microwaved hometowns.
Well, except this man was as weepy as they come. Was weeping. The moment he saw his son, it was emotions.
They were around the picnic table, and then I think someone mentioned that Jason has feelings, and then his dad started
bawling.
That caused him to cry. He was like, he does. He does indeed. He has feelings. Then Jason and dad are talking on a nearby bench. One thing stood out to me here. Jason said something along the lines of, you know, sometimes Gabby and I, we don't even need to say anything. And you can just feel the connection. It's just there. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I hope you're on the same page about that. It could just be you guys don't
have
talk
nothing
much
to talk about
or communicate.
You have nothing in common.
They had that good date. Don't get me wrong. But if that's your big description of your relationship, that makes me go, ooh. I feel like you need to talk as much as possible in these.
They have a connection but don't even need to talk. Well, you have a very short period of time to get to know each other, so maybe you should talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cocktail party canceled. Jason's like, that's fine, we weren't gonna talk anyway. We're just gonna look at each other from across the room.
The connection is so good, we weren't gonna talk anyways. No need.
Dad's on board though.
Yeah, he said if this is for real, I want to be the best man in the wedding, period. Okay, not your place to ask that, but...
Well, no. Yeah, talk about putting the pressure on.
Yeah, what if I didn't want you, sir?
Jason was kind of like, ah, shit. There was a lot of parents with ulterior motives that they made, I don't know what the opposite, they made obvious. They were like, yeah, let's do this. But I get, you know, as long as you have a destination wedding or something, yeah. It's like, they don't care. Anything else on that one?
The dad gives a toast at the end. I wondered if you could explain to me a little bit. May the best days of your past be the worst days of your future.
That's a Venn diagram of time that doesn't overlap.
I don't understand that one, I don't think.
May the best days of your past.
The best days of my past.
It's only getting better from here. You will never have a worse
day. I feel like it'd be
worded,
I thought it was that, but I feel like it could be worded a little better. That's confusing.
Because he says, those days that have already occurred,
in the past will soon be the worst days of your life, because your days in the future are going to be so good.
That's what he should have. That's the sentiment he was trying to express, but because he said, those days will be the worst days of your future, doesn't make sense because those days aren't in your future. They haven't happened yet.
That's what
future
I'm saying.
Days.
I feel like the future days don't include those past days.
He was caught up in the moment.
I don't...
bawling his eyes out.
The man was bawling his eyes out.
Other than that, a great hometown. Went swimmingly.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that one fully. So just
there have been
to
worse
on
toasts
it.
On this show.
No, absolutely, absolutely. The sentiment was there.
Yes, it's a great sentiment. Can you imagine? Think of the best day you've had in your life, and that is all the days are better than that going forward.
Every day is better.
Holy smokes,
that's good stuff.
Jason, hometown, nighttime. We have mom, Karen, sister, Kelsey, and then sister's boyfriend, Brendan. How about you get out of here, Brendan? This is...
family only.
Family affair, actually. Sister's boyfriend?
Not even engaged. If you're not engaged,
get the fuck out.
Okay?
Well, I have a note later. I'd love to hear when the family finds out, Jason's getting a hometown. What are the conversations like? Who makes the cut? Who comes out of the woodwork? You probably got boyfriends proposing so they could be engaged.
I want to get on there.
Better their case to make the cut.
If you're a boyfriend, leave. You can't be here.
Yeah, just started.
You simply can't be here. Okay?
They walk in. Mom bursts into tears.
She's
Barb style.
Weepy, too.
Absolute Barb moment.
Okay, I said Mrs. Weber vibes from her.
Absolutely.
I wrote that down.
Oh, here he is.
She was definitely giving Mrs. Weber vibes. Do you think his mom was genuine?
Yeah. I didn't say otherwise in my notes, so that's why
I disagree. Yeah? I thought she was genuine, maybe. You say yes, you think she was genuine after
that's
comparing her to the most disingenuous person
on
the show's history.
I was talking about the speed. Yeah. I was talking about the speed at which she teared up. It was instant, okay. And that reminded me of that. I don't know if
it was genuine.
I thought
there were some moments later that made me think,
she's
putting on for the camera. I'll touch on them later, though.
I know someone, I identified a potential non-genuine person, and it will shock you. It will absolutely shock you who I identify.
Is it Tino's dad trying to...
No, that guy
a
was
bit too
real
rough.
As it gets. Yeah. That guy's too
true.
Real.
That's true. Yeah. Trying to think of who the most real person was, I thought, and maybe that's who you're talking about. No,
Tino's parents were real to the core. The first topic of discussion was their Paris date, which was their only date.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's sister looks like Kelly from Peter's season.
Yeah.
So this
does.
Is kind of bizarro Barb in Peter's family.
Bizarro
right?
Barb.
Gabby asks Jason's sister, Kelsey, if she thinks he's ready for a long-term relationship, quote, whatever that may look like. Maybe Gabby's not set on an engagement fully.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
The fact that she's phrasing it that way is...
Yeah.
She's maybe. Not saying, do you think he'll propose in a week and a half? Saying, hey, is he ready to date?
Gabby also seems to want to find out if Jason is as reserved. Is this it?
We don't talk.
Is this it?
Does he always not talk?
Is this it? Or is there more? Because I'm going to need more than this personality that I've seen.
Gabby and Jason's mom, Karen,
By the way, Gabby and his sister got along great.
Yeah.
Great
Gabby
relationship.
Gabby got along great with all of everybody. She had an easier crew to navigate, but
she did.
She's good at breaking the ice with people, I think. Mm-hmm. I like Karen's bracelet. That's my first note. Interesting bracelet.
What was it?
It was kind of hard to describe. They were long kind of rods, silver rods, you could say. And they were attached.
Like a chandelier?
No, they were all facing the same. It looked a bit like an art installation.
Were they hanging down? Or
well, they were hanging
out to the side?
They could be out to somewhere out to the side. It was kind of swirly. I guess you could say it was spiky, but it was swirling. The rods were. It's hard to explain.
Wow.
I saw it. It popped, though, to me.
I hear you. I'm interested. I
and
might
that's
go back
my main,
and
that's
check
my
it out.
Main reporting.
That's
from
the main
that
thing you got.
Yeah. Mom says there's something between them.
Gabby asks Jason's mom if she thinks he would need someone more reserved like him. His mom says that this would be a nice balance.
Oh.
Okay. A little yin and yang situation here between those two.
Occasionally, either Gabby or Rachel would express a concern, and then the parent would be like, don't worry about it. It's actually a good thing. Jason and Karen. Here's another thing that Jason said that made me go, wait a second.
Hold up.
I'm reading into stuff. Wait a minute. I forgot what he says after that. Hold up. Wait a minute. He goes, something about her puts me at ease in a weird way. And then his mom's talking. They're going back and forth. Some cross-talk. And he goes, it's weird. I don't get it. So to recap, Jason says they know what the other is feeling without speaking. And he is weirded out by the way she puts him at ease. It just doesn't strike me as a solid foundation of communication and comfort.
That's fair.
Maybe
another
reading into it. Maybe just reading into it. I'm trying to come up with takes here.
I don't think you're reading into it. Another thing he said is, I can't see myself getting engaged. It's not realistic to me. I can't see myself doing it at this point. Maybe it'll change in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're telling me in my ear.
Will not. Yeah, no. It will not change.
They're telling me to leave open the possibility that it could change.
Says, I need space to process everything that's happened. This is the if this show, you have no space to process anything, actually, Jason. That's you're not gonna have space. You're gonna have to make it you're gonna get bullied into
getting on to me.
Yeah.
This that upset mom when he mentioned this. She went from a smile to a frown when he said that. Because she asked him, hey, what if you were without her? He says, well, I'd be upset. And then she starts
That's
crying.
All he said, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like a mild, it would be mild inconvenience.
I said, Jason's mom, for the cameras, starts crying. Okay.
I said, she starts crying because she doesn't really want him to miss an opportunity to get engaged to someone he met on television. That seemed to be her rationale. Like, you can't let this go. Like, he could let
the
it go.
The reason he can't, he needs to, you know, push forward past his feelings and inside of him of he has reservations. Okay. He needs to push past that because he might be sad without her. Like, that's not
might.
Would you be how would you feel without her is not a good reason to get engaged.
No, it's really not. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be sad. You better stick
you're
with
gonna
her
be
forever.
Sad. Yeah, of
you
course.
Have to
I'm
avoid
gonna be
that
sad.
Feeling forever.
I'd be. I mean, you're sad even if you just kind of liked him and it's over. You're a little sad.
Yeah.
Not a fair question.
So this was for the cameras.
It's for the cameras. Jason's mom is performing for the cameras.
Well,
in
Gabby's,
my eyes.
Yeah. No. I believe that. Gabby's falling head over heels for him.
I'm falling in love with him. I've never felt this way before. It feels like a dream. Or, excuse me, it feels like I'm in a dream.
That sounds bad, actually. I would rather feel like it's a dream than feel like I'm in a dream. Feeling like I'm in a dream is, that's not real, then. If you're in the dream.
If you're in the dream.
In the dream is bad.
You also might not have control.
Yeah, oh, no.
Sometimes things are just happening in your dreams, and then you don't have any control. Sometimes you do, though.
What?
Sometimes in dreams, you can control
shit. You direct
shit.
Your own dreams?
Hell not yeah, me. You control not yourself. Sometimes you're in the dream not controlling anything, and things are just happening, and then sometimes you're controlling yourself in that dream. You understand me?
Aaron Rodgers, AB over here. Mr. Ayahuasca. I've known here the music is ominous, though. Despite these declarations she was making, the music seemed ominous. Either that or they are changing the music and maybe they're just trying to get a feel for what's going on.
Yeah, I think you don't have a full grasp on what the music is doing these days.
That's true.
I noted here the car pulled away after they made out a little bit, and Jason looked very sad when the car was pulling away. Did you notice that? Maybe that
music
was
ominous. Maybe they were playing it.
He looks sad.
On set. he could hear it. He was like, shit, that doesn't sound good. Rachel and Zach hometown. Anaheim. Daytime. Zach reminds us the last time they spoke, he told her he was falling in love with her. Sets up a potential in love at the end of the night.
Hmm. Sure does.
They take a bicycle ride to a rooftop where they can watch planes go off. Take off, excuse me. Here, let me take you to your job.
You think she hasn't seen enough airplanes? Like, yeah, that was thing we did as a kid. Now I don't give a fuck about watching airplanes. I'm in an airport nurse? All the time.
You're a nurse? I thought we'd go to the ICU today and just observe. No, I'm kidding around. They did have that family memory.
Well, that was a thing from the past, though. Yeah. That's not a thing that they care to do anymore. As maybe adults, now that it's her job. I bet she does not enjoy watching planes take off anymore.
You told me that we shared this.
There was a connection there. Yeah, it was nice. That was nice of him. That was nice of him.
But yeah, it was ripe for mocking.
It was a good spot, too. It was a good spot.
Oh, really good spot. And the sun. Oh, that golden hour was perfect. And then he announces he's going to tell his family that he's falling in love with her. Is that right? Does that sound right? Did he say it to her yet?
Yeah, he said it right
to
her.
The camera? Okay.
He said that to her.
All right.
And he said he's nervous. Okay.
They kiss, the sun setting.
Yeah.
Hope to take the relationship to new heights.
Plane soaring above them.
Anything else on that one?
Nope.
Before we know it, no break, nighttime.
What's the right number of people for a hometown? This seemed like a lot.
Well, one of them was semi-famous. So you have to include him at all costs.
Well, obviously he's included.
And then he gets a plus one.
It seemed like they had maybe two or three more extra people than you'd want.
Well, you can't cut any immediate family out. And if you have a famous uncle, he gets to bring his wife. Nanette. That's how it goes. So this was actually
seemed
the minimum
like a
they
crowded
were ever going to
include. Yeah. I would have cut a couple brothers or sisters out so we could get more time with the famous uncle. If I was a producer.
They had a thing at the end. He was the end credits scene.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Mm. I was disappointed in the use of Uncle Pat.
Yeah.
As one of the great voice actors of this generation and the star of a show that I've watched to completion. One of the only people in the world that watch Rules of Engagement to completion, start to finish.
Front I had no idea what show you were talking about. I'm like, what?
I'm the only. I don't know any other people that have ever watched Rules of Engagement, and I've watched every episode. Okay,
why?
I enjoy that show. That's a good show.
Was it led in by King of Queens? Is that why you?
It was
kind
of like King of Queens. It was
I've never
after
heard of
King
the show,
of Queens
I swear
though.
To you.
This was probably in the 2010 range.
07 to 13, yes.
Yeah. Watched every episode. It's pretty good. All things aside, pretty good show. And he's good in it.
Nobody's a bigger fan of pretty good sitcoms with laugh
pretty
tracks.
Pretty good sitcoms. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, his name's Patrick, I don't know, Warburton or something. He was also in Seinfeld. That's probably his most famous character. And
Kronks. You familiar with the Kronks?
Christmas with the Cranks?
No.
Who are the Kronks?
Kronks is an animated...
I was going to say he's a Family Guy.
He's Family Guy, yeah. What's his name? Joe something? Joe something on Family Guy?
Yep.
He's Kronks, and it's the Emperor's New Groove, and then there's a spinoff like the Kronks. It's like a whole franchise, and he's the main... He's Kronk. Okay? He also did. He's got a great voice for fucking cartoons.
For anything, yes.
He's got a great voice. He's also in The Tick, Rim. Remember The Tick? He was The
I
Tick.
I never saw The Tick.
He was The Tick.
Well, star of The Tick as well.
Yeah, he's The Tick.
This guy's a star.
He's The Tick. Okay? He's got a great IMDb. If you go to his IMDb, I was looking at it, it's so long because he's been in so many, he's done voice acting so much.
Well, he wasn't here. Might as well not been here.
He might as well not been here. Why did you have him here if you're not going to use him?
Credits
let's get
only.
Let's get some impression sessions. Let's get some voice work.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear the voice. Let's hear the Kronk voice. Set. Do the Kronk voice for me, please.
Do the voice. Hey, I'm Rachel. Do the voice. Do the voice.
Which one?
Rachel with Dad. Dad is concerned for all the reasons parents are concerned.
All the right reasons, yeah.
What'd you make of his, he's got a point. You go to all the romantic places on Earth. You go on that Virgin Cruise liner.
Yeah.
Fall in love with a dang monkey out there.
Yeah. You won't find me saying anything he said is wrong. His concerns are valid.
So he's concerned that it's not real because all the romantic stuff Fair they're deal. Doing isn't real life. And then Rachel responds by saying their relationship was solidified when they watched the home videos. Tough to argue with that.
I will say I felt Rachel didn't have great answers for any concerns this whole episode. Now, she was in a very tough situation often, but I would have had better prepared answers. This is like an interview. You got to have rehearsed answers for things.
The problem is, there might not be any good answers.
There's no good answers. Is yeah, probably the problem. Yeah, you're right.
I heard you canceled a bunch of cocktail parties. You know, it's already a short situation, and now I'm supposed to believe
I heard
Zach already. It just seems
Zach told me he canceled a bunch of cocktail ceremonies.
Yeah. Canceled a group date that he was on. You don't get much time. You just don't get much time. So I'm wondering if you're ready. She's like, "Well, we watched the home videos," and I'd be like, "That's simply not enough for me. I'm still concerned.
You got anything
Maybe
else?
Even more so.
I'm more concerned than ever."
Mom Megan with Zach, and she says, "I'm happy for you, but you know, there's other guys here." Boilerplate. These were boilerplate microwaved hometowns.
Ask about the other relationships. Yeah. Rachel says that there are things that Zach has that others don't. I don't know what she's talking about, but
he's got a voice. He's got the Warburton voice.
Warburton voice.
He's got that Warburton charm. Zach and his dad. Zach says, "I go all in when I'm in love," and Dad says, "Yeah." I don't know. I'm misreading my notes. That's what the pause is for. He says, your heart might get broken here, but it could be filled with love for Rachel forever and ever. The numbers indicate the former is much more likely than the latter, Pops. So like,
but
yeah,
even
maybe.
For that little chance of that heart getting filled up with love is probably worth it, according to Zach's dad.
You could lose all your money playing the lottery, but you might win.
You might win.
So you should do it. And naturally their date finishes off with them watching a home movie.
I thought this was a little telling though, that they got to watch, the parents got to watch the journey that they had taken. That seems like a front runner gets to do. Did you say 4 minutes?
All 4 minutes of TV time they watched. Settle in, get the popcorn, no intermission. Yeah, that's a fair. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen the family get to watch the journey.
No.
They set up
that
the,
does seem like a front runner thing.
It seems like a front runner move to get to do that.
What did you make of outside when Zach declares his love for her?
Zach says, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm not just falling in love. I'm in love. I'll say it, okay?"
And it was kind of a bashful, like, "Yeah, well, who cares? Let's get it out there.
Let's just do it." It was good. It was good.
Something I noticed Rachel said to the camera, "Zach continues to say every single thing that I've wanted to hear,"
uh-huh.
Which on its own is not that big a deal. She also mentioned, "He is so perfect." And in the context of the full season, I think Rachel remains caught up in her role and the situation more so than the relationships. Do you know what I mean? People in the mailbag have mentioned she seems to care more about being the Bachelorette than actually building these relationships. So, oh, Zach said this.
Yeah.
That's great. I like hearing that. It tells me that I'm a good Bachelorette when people say that to me. So those that stood out to me when she said, he tells me every single thing I want to hear. I'm like, that doesn't sound good in the context of the season, my opinion.
That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. Maybe point. It might not be a good point. You don't have to. I know you're just wrapping up the segment. It might be
no,
a bad
I'm listening.
Point.
I hear you. And I agree with what you're saying that she wants to be the better Bachelorette and isn't necessarily looking.
Yeah.
She her priorities
got,
seem
I got
to be
two
flipped.
Or three guys saying the L yeah. word to me.
She's looking to be the best Bachelorette possible yeah. and worried about the TV show, it seems, more than finding love.
Mm.
So I yeah.
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 We'll see. Johnny, hometown. Palm Beach, Florida, with Gabby. She says, we're here in Palm Beach, Florida, and I'm about to meet my man, Johnny. She had to look at her palm. You're like, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
This is we're doing Johnny today? Johnny's hot, she says. That's the big thing with Johnny.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Johnny's yeah. hot.
They meet family first. Because yeah, they're short on time.
What was... Did he get a nighttime at all?
Nope.
Okay, so he was just... We're just going right to family. I'm sure they did something, right? They're not flying all the way to fucking Florida and then not getting a date out of it, are you?
They did, yeah, I believe they are.
You think they didn't
have... It was daytime at the... Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what they don't show me, but he says, hey, let's go meet our family first.
He says, I miss my family so much, I want to go see them soon. I think that's probably to shorten this like they had to squeeze in this stuff into one episode.
So do you think they got a date after that or not?
I think they probably did some stuff on the day. I think when he said that they'd already gone on the date.
Oh.
They just told like we're not going to air this, but can you it's probably boring. So let's just
act
can you
like
say
we're just
this real quick?
Today,
can you say this real quick and we'll so we can fit it into this episode? That's what
this
I think.
This season is just ripe for conspiracy.
Yeah,
corners.
It's loaded with conspiracies.
Everywhere you look. Mom Elizabeth, Dad John, best friend Perry. Not a lot of Perrys. In this generation.
Perry.
Perry. P-E-R-R-Y.
Perry Mason is the only
Perry
one
Mason,
I know.
Steve Perry.
Well, that's
Elliot Perry.
Those are last names.
I know, but those are the only Perrys I can
think
Perry
of. The only Perry I know first name is Perry Mason.
Yeah, I don't even really know who that is.
I don't know.
Is there a TV show?
I also have no clue who that is.
I feel like he was a detective.
Is that even a person or is that just the name of the TV show?
That's the name of a TV show. That's not a real person. There are no real Perrys.
Are there zero Perrys alive? Maybe this Perry got his name from Perry Mason TV show.
I could also have a family member named Perry. That seems like a pass it down name. Perry's, I like the name Perry. It should come back. I just heard Perry go, Perry.
Damn, did you know there's a new Perry Mason show? 2020?
That doesn't surprise me, Hollywood, these days.
1957 was the original one, and 2020 was the new one.
They're going to run they're running out of ideas. 10 years from now, they're going to reboot the Rose cast with a different interracial duo. That's how it's going.
the new Perry Mason's on HBO.
How about that? Anyway.
I
brother
it's
Robert
canceled by now, but yeah.
Brother Robert and his girlfriend Jillian. And then here I have my bit about how who's squeezing in. Like,
too many people again. It's too many people.
Jillian was like, oh, let Johnny's got a hometown. Let me slide in. Let me scoot in. How big is the couch? It's that L shape. We can all get in. They talk about his limo entrance because that's all they have to talk about. And then Dad and Gabby. Anything here?
Johnny's dad says, I've noticed the chemistry is off the charts for how little you've known each other. Off the charts.
That's kind of all he needed to see. He's all in.
We're all in, he says. Yeah, we're all in.
We're fine with this.
We're cool. You'll have no issues with me. That's a load off if you're Gabby. It's like,
yeah, it really is.
Wow.
First one.
This is going to go great.
Gabby and mom. Gabby asks again, long-term relationship, is he ready? Not engagement, is he ready? Long-term relationship, is he ready? Anything about mom here?
Johnny doesn't give his heart to anyone, so if he does that, you're in for a different Johnny. One we've never seen before. I don't know. I don't know if that, I don't think they know. I don't think
they've
anyone
never
knows.
Seen Johnny like, before.
It's going to be a different Johnny. You better hope it's a good one. It might
Your
be bad.
Is as good as ours, yeah.
It's like it's a superhero or villain. I don't know what it's going to be. Could go either way.
Who's going to emerge from this cocoon that Johnny's in?
Yes.
Mom didn't seem to care either way.
No, I mean, it's whatever. Like, yeah, I think it's whatever. Her mom, some of them you know the show, so they're like, I don't, he's going to get, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. He's not going to listen to me either, so.
We kind of have a feeling how this is going to go. I won't rain on the parade while the parade is still going on. Yeah. Afterwards, I'll go like,
I told you so, yeah. I'll hit you with that, I told you
Obviously,
so.
Obviously, that was going to happen. We knew that, but.
Not going to stand in the way here.
Johnny and his mom, he declares that he's not fully there yet. Engagement's a big deal. I suppose him and Gabby should talk about that. And then hop to Dad and Johnny. And this started with Johnny saying, I'm not sure about this huge life commitment after such a short period of time, and ended with Dad basically pressuring him to go through, to pop the question.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Johnny says he can't picture himself getting down on one knee with where he is in life.
So that's two. Gabby is two for two on guys who are unsure about getting married. Is that correct? Johnny and Jason both said, I don't know about getting married or getting engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I get the guys mixed up. I'm going to be full.
Oh, yeah.
Transparent. I don't. Zach and Jason, those two, if you told me which one was with which person, I would get them mixed up. I don't know who's with who. Jason's
without
with
looking
Gabby.
At their without looking at their photos, yeah. Jason is with Gabby.
Okay. No, looking at the
Johnny's
photos.
With Gabby. And both of them said expressed concerns about
Gabby's,
getting engaged.
Both yeah. of Gabby's suitors are not willing to get engaged based on what I'm understanding
yes.
here.
Yeah. Rachel and Tyler hometown.
I wrote here I think I like Tyler. We're asking
like
who we
lot.
Like. We were asking who we like. I kind of fell for Tyler this episode.
Oh, he's charming?
He's fun. It was fun.
Hmm. Maybe he... I spoiled it. He's the guy I pointed out as not being the genuine person.
Oh.
That's a big shock. That's a big shock as I think...
Oh, you didn't buy what Tyler...
That breakup was eyebrow-raising the way that went down.
He either... is one of the worst at reading cues.
Or there was something else going on.
In body language and, you know,
and the
everything.
Fact that there's a Tahoe right there, waiting, running. Only one of you is getting in that.
Running.
The Black Tahoe is never good.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it like this. Wow.
Let's run through the daytime portion.
I just thought he was dumb. That's what I ended.
That's possible.
It's either he's dumb or he's doing stuff for the camera.
The cues were big red flashing lights.
Yeah.
The indications where it was headed.
And he just kept going. He kept plowing forward.
There was they did the amusement park stuff where he works.
This was fun. Jersey Shore, I think.
Yeah.
Really? Jersey Shore.
And, you know, while we're there meeting people, he's my coworker. The people they met kept getting closer in relation to him. Yeah. So while Rachel was like, I'm not sure I want to meet his family. I thought, well, you might not have a choice because it seems like out of nowhere his family's going to pop up.
Seems like everyone he knows is here.
Yeah. But it became an extended segment where Rachel was expressing reservations about meeting his family. She's not ready.
Apprehensive.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So they say goodbye for the day. And then they take a break. And then meet up again. Okay. They had some B-roll where they were both walking like
what?
Sauntering sadly around thinking like, man, it's not going good. What's going to happen next? So now that she's taking them to a new location, they go sit at the bottom of some Ferris wheel, whatever. You would know better than I do. The thing where you're swinging around on the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know
swinging chairs.
Yeah, swinging chairs. Swinging chairs.
And Rachel was... it was so obvious what was about to happen.
So they did a whole boardwalk thing, which I really enjoyed. They had a boardwalk to themselves. They're playing games, doing all sorts of winning prizes, going on rides, doing all that stuff. Then they leave each other. Rachel goes to the producers and is like, I don't feel like I'm ready. I feel so bad because he's such a good guy. She said, I felt like my last hometown had a different feel. So I felt different going to
Zach's.
Insert name, white guy's name. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who it is. I felt different going to Zach's better hometown. I felt different. I don't have the same butterflies as what I got here. So can you go get Zach? I'm going to break up with him is what she said to the producer. Go get him. I know we're supposed to go to this. I'm not going to his house. I want to break up with him here. Get it over with. Can you go get Zach? So then they show up. Zach sits down. No, Tyler, excuse me.
Tyler,
you go get
good go on get you for correcting because I wasn't going to.
These names are all Tyler. Generic. Go get Tyler. I'm going to break up with him here. Get the Tahoe running.
Pull it right in front of where we're going to be. Start so we have the car a straight up. Runway to where we're
I don't want to have to walk
end.
Him very far. Okay? Get it up here.
They sit down. They start talking. And Tyler, I thought Tyler knew what was going on because he kind of started to, he tried to like talk through the breakup. He started off with this long speech about how great the day was. And Rachel was just obviously waiting in agony while he finished this.
Yeah.
And it felt like head tapping guy. If I never stop talking, she can never break up with me.
Zach was also beaming. She was like borderline in tears and he was couldn't wipe the smile off his face. He's so happy. But you're right. He just wanted to keep talking.
He just kept going. And then shoehorns in like, oh, yeah, my family. That's really important to me. I can't wait for you to meet him. It's like, dude, something is up here. Just
something's going on.
And then he says, "I not only am I falling in love with you, I'm in love with you." And she reacted like, am I on Punk'd? I just can't believe he said that.
Rachel tried to go in and cut him off a few times to break up with him. And he just kept, he
never had to get it out.
Read the situation. She's crying. And he just keeps going. I could not believe he said, I'm in love with you.
She spun a pretty good breakup out of thin air. Made it, I don't want to meet your family if I'm not there with you yet. Yeah. I don't want to bring them into this. That's a good way to phrase it. He seemed to, once he realized this was a breakup, he seemed to appreciate the fact that she didn't want to do
that.
Didn't
want to meet the family, yeah.
He said something like, you know, it's tough, but being with you, you make it easy. He said a couple things that were like, you know, this is a breakup, right? This isn't just we're delaying meeting the family. You know that's over.
Like you're getting in that Tahoe.
He just, yeah, that right there. He just said, I love you, or I'm in love with you. And then he's not 90 seconds later said that love is forever, is real. And I'm like, why? It's said
forever.
It. Like you could. I feel like you can take it back. You're within the statute of limitations.
That's
just rescind that.
Take backs.
That's a big take back moment. And then he put on a happy face and walked to the Tahoe.
One more thing he said. The fact that you were able to let me love again. I don't know Tyler's backstory, so I don't know if he had bad breakups or something. I don't remember. The fact that you were able to let me love you again means so much to me.
They had a post-group date one-on-one. A little bit that we saw a little bit of. And that, I think, was where that story came out. Mm. Here's what I think happened here. Tyler set up intentionally a more solid heartbreak storyline by saying that he was in love with her, by getting that out, knowing she was about to break up with him.
Mm.
So then he could handle the breakup. So then, number one, he gets his heart broken. Officially, by the rules of the show.
Yeah, his heart's broken. He said he was in love, and now he's going home. That's heartbreak.
When she broke up, period. That's tough. Then he could also handle the breakup with, like, class. And come off really well and be like, oh, but you're so great. I'll get through this. And then he goes to his family. I love...
Hilarious
hilarious scene when the family's like...
Very, very
can't
funny.
Can't wait to meet his bride-to-be.
Very funny.
But even what he said there was like, I loved her. And I still do. All I've ever wanted is somebody that would feel the same towards me. This was a little bit of like, let me prime my future here. Let me prime the pump for a successful run on the franchise. That's all. That's what came up to me. That's the only explanation because it was so obvious.
It was so obvious she was breaking up with him before he said, I love you.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just dumb.
either it's my explanation or...
It's one of the two. Yeah, no, that's a fact. It's one of the two.
Big time miss.
I can definitely see it either way, honestly. Okay. Do you think... You think he knew right away?
Yes. They made him film that. They made him film that walking around.
So when
scene.
He walked back over to have that second conversation, he obviously, you're saying he knew.
Had to have.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Why else would you have that conversation?
And then she talked to the producers, and then they filmed like the walking around, and then let's go meet again. And the Tahoe is there, and she's crying. There's no indication that it wasn't going to be a breakup.
Wow. I liked Tyler. Now I do, now I have questions about the guy.
Is he genuine? Well, you know, he's just playing the game, you know.
He's playing the game.
Let's take a quick break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gabby in Eric's hometown, Bedminster, New Jersey. I noticed a leg wrap here, and then I told in my notes, check the other leg wraps. I didn't.
There was definitely one with Gabby and Johnny. Extended leg wrap.
Okay.
I know that. I don't know about the other guy.
I feel like they were probably all.
Probably all leg wraps.
Yeah. She can see herself falling in love with Eric. Sadly, Eric's dad has been battling terminal cancer for 3 years. What's kept him going, Eric, is how loyal his mom has been to her dad, his dad.
Yep.
Donna Allen, his dad, Donna's mom, Elise's sister, grandma and grandpa. Grandpa loves Gabby. He watched The Bachelor. He knows her. Gabby has a huge grandpa following.
I thought there was maybe something there with the grandpa, like... some entertainment quality there, but just this wasn't the time.
This
for
wasn't
it.
The so, time or place.
So they legit just sent him off. I thought he had a good
they
personality from the short amount of time I got to see that grandpa.
He said two
I wanted
sentences.
More. I wanted more, but it just was not the time or place.
You're right. It was a somber mood right off the bat, obviously. Yeah. They met everybody in the family. Then Eric and Gabby got some alone time with dad.
Yep.
This was a good reminder. He mentions... he has a lot of respect for ICU nurses because he was in there for so long. Gabby is an ICU nurse.
Yes.
Something I hadn't thought about in quite some time.
I forgot.
That hasn't been emphasized whatsoever.
Yeah.
That was a nice little moment.
It was. Everyone trying to stay positive. It's emotional, sad.
It's real. It's a serious.
Very serious.
Real. There's no joking around or like faking anything.
No. No.
This is real life.
This is real life. Real situation. Eric wanted her to meet him in case there is something here.
Eric and mom, given the circumstances and her taking care of his dad, the idea of marriage is no longer frivolous. It's not a joke to them.
Eric's mom tells him not to take this lightly. Everyone's crying, emotional.
You wonder if that was almost like a... don't bring this bullshit into our house. We take marriage seriously here.
You see what's going on here?
This isn't like some TV nonsense. You get that right, Eric? I wondered if that was that. I think it could be interpreted one of two ways. It could be that, or it could be like, I'm happy for you, but
yeah,
it's real. Anything else on this, AB?
Gabby just talks about how lucky she is to be here today. She seems genuinely, what's the word? thankful. She's genuinely thankful for just being able to be there.
Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby.
Yeah.
That he brought her to this
They didn't have to let
hometown.
Her in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was thankful.
And they sped off on a motorcycle, which, if you didn't think he was number one before, I think that should solidify it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. They get a whole nighttime date that they showed.
At a real restaurant with people.
At a real restaurant, people. It was busy, it was loud.
Bustling.
I was wondering, should they do hometowns before the date every time?
So they could debrief, yeah.
I think they should do the fun. They always do the part at the start where they do something fun. I wonder if they should just meet in the morning, do a fun thing in the afternoon or a dinner. Because I think you'd get them more relaxed after they've met the family. You'd get better dates doing it that way.
Because after you meet the family, they have 2 minutes outside where they say, I love you, or they don't. And then it's the next time they see him is the rose ceremony.
I think they should flip it like they did here with Eric. Because then it's kind of like a celebration. We're done. Meeting the family is all the lead is thinking about the whole time. They're not having fun
about
that first
part. What happened?
They talk about it. And they can actually have fun.
I think it's a great idea, B.
Yeah. I think you should flip it all the time.
I think you should flip it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they just made out a lot here, though.
That at the bar. Yeah, I mean, they didn't do anything with it.
Before
but
they even ordered appetizers. Gabby did express, I understand how big of a sacrifice it is for you to be on the show. Eric reiterates that he's falling for her, maybe even falling in love with her.
I think.
Which is like a half step on the ladder.
Yeah.
And then she mentions, after today, I feel comfortable saying I'm falling in love with you.
Wow.
Then they kiss.
She has said nothing like that to anyone else, I don't think.
No, no, no.
Nothing even close. Yeah.
I predict he's the one for Gabby.
I do too.
And they have a long, successful relationship because the ones that people aren't rooting for generally are the ones that last longer than anybody expects. And they had this was a real hometown. This wasn't like me and Johnny's family, who was like, we don't care either way. It was just, it was real. Thoughts?
I think he's the winner for Gabby. I do. I think we would be rooting for him had he not had such a weird first one-on-one. Our only exposure to Eric was that weird thing they did.
Yeah.
In one of the first episodes. So I don't know anything about this guy.
Well, now we do.
Now we do.
And it might explain maybe some, I don't know. You never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah. It says a lot that he's there. He said it. I risked a lot to be here, and it was all for you. Now, that sounds like a lie.
I hope that's the case. Hopefully that's the case. Yeah, because it could, the dark way of interpreting it is he abandoned his family in their time of need. That would be like the horrible way to do it. But if he liked Gabby, if he saw Gabby and wanted to be with Gabby so much that he had to get on the show, then yeah, that's like, you know, borderline romantic.
Yeah.
Rachel and Tino hometown. Tino picks her up in the white Jeep.
Jeep.
I could have told you he had a white Jeep. I could have told you that from looking at him. Obviously, he's got a white Jeep.
Obviously, Tino has a Jeep.
It's raised a little, too. He's got a lot of stock on the stock items on there. That's a lot of aftermarket parts on that Jeep. This was just a lot of pre-meeting pressure about how his parents might not like her, which kind of came out of nowhere.
Rachel's talking about, what if I don't get the approval?
Why wouldn't you?
I remember Avon was the one that said his parents are bad to significant others. So this came out of nowhere to me, but it did prep me for what was coming.
The nighttime portion. Mom, Sandy, Dad, Joe, brother, Mateo.
One other thing. Their pre-meeting and talk, they rode in the... I don't even know what they did. They got in the Jeep and then they rode and talked a little bit. Huh. But the nerves that Rachel was having showed to me that Tino is probably her favorite, and she was genuinely concerned that his parents wouldn't like, this is a good thing we have, but I think this is the one thing that could break us up. She seemed more concerned than she did meeting anyone else and very nervous, which shows to me that she's probably the most serious with him.
Yeah, if you're not concerned, that indicates you don't care how the relationship ends up either way.
Exactly.
Tino says to the camera, when she knocks it out of the park with my parents, big knock it out of the,
knock it out of the park.
Knock it out of the park. Exclusively, that's his number one phrase. I don't know why he said that. I don't understand how Tino didn't warn her about this, or if he was seriously surprised by this behavior.
Come on. Like, you telling me Tino's dad, that's the first time he's gotten like that with someone?
No.
Come on, Tino. Tino?
Tino.
Tino. Well, you need to warn her here.
Mr. Burgundy.
He needed to warn her here.
This could not have come out of nowhere.
And also, if you have a dad like that, you don't allow the one-on-one. Like, I'm coming with you. We're doing this together. Oh. I'm not leaving her alone with you. You're a disaster,
you need
dad.
To mediate.
You're a real jerk. I need to mediate. I'm going to be here. You're meeting this person for the first time. You don't need to make them feel like that. Like, no, how he made her feel was unacceptable. The questions he was asking, rough. Like, ask your son that. Don't ask this random person you're just meeting. Put her on the, like, she's put a lot. He went so far as put her in a fucking lie detector test. You might as well.
He would have if he had one. Which he probably owned. He probably has his own.
Come on, buddy.
The first question he asks is, like, who else is talking to you? You got other guys on here, right?
It's a joke.
And then Tino, I don't think Tino helped the situation with
kind
of
made
half
it horrible.
Joking. He was like half joking answers, like semi-sarcastic. Like, it's not going to matter. We're going to end up together anyway. It's like, well, that's just not alleviating the concerns either.
Yeah, he asked him about the other guys, and then Tino's like, well, they're going to go on a date, and then I'm going to end up proposing to her.
Cut the
like,
shit,
that's
Tino.
Not funny.
We're trying to figure this out for real.
Tino, didn't you feel the vibe from your dad? He is not liking this.
Dad and Tino talk, and Dad, you know, says he doesn't do the fairy tale thing, and mostly Tino just stares daggers into him, like, I can't believe you're doing this on TV. I thought you'd ease up on TV.
I didn't think you'd do this on TV.
Maybe it's a situation where his parents are kind of like this, but they exaggerated it for the situation. They wanted to show off a little how much they're like that a little bit, and Tino was probably surprised by that. Mom and Rachel. She's like, what do you like about Tino? And Rachel says, well, he's positive and he gives blood.
Tino's mom was also skeptical.
She called it a bubble. It is a bubble.
She basically said it wasn't real. Like, what are you going to do when it's real? And Rachel's like, well, this is real. And she's like, yeah, but not really. Not for real.
Is that an out-of-bounds question, do you think? I feel like a lot of parents ask something like that in a softer way, I suppose.
Well, Rachel's big into being the bachelorette, so she wants this. If you question
the
authenticity of the show, that's a personal attack on Rachel. So she was, she seemed offended by that line of thinking.
Dad with Rachel, he says, convince me you know Tino. See, all parents are probing for this information.
Yeah.
But their delivery was a lot like more confrontational. Convince me you know
Interview.
Tino. Prove it.
Job interview.
Even worse.
Even worse. Yeah.
Because all parents want to know the person that's coming into their home is, you actually know my son or daughter.
Yeah.
He just says, give me some info right now if you know him. I don't even remember what she said.
She tried to go back to the same thing she said with the same answer. She had a cookie cutter answer, and she tried to use it again on her dad about the
he wasn't
selfless and all that.
Yeah.
The question is that my question for Tino's dad, like, I don't think there was answers. I don't think there was any possible answer she could have that would have been satisfactory. So what are we even doing here?
Probably like, not. And
how could she have answered that question? Because he ended it after she went through the whole. It was generic, but what if she went into details about what she liked? I feel like we're getting the same response from him. Like, this is bullshit. He already had it in his mind. It was bullshit. There was nothing she could say.
The parents definitely they wanted to put her back on her heels, hoping maybe that she comes with, like, wow, in the pressure cooker, she came up with the big answers and proved it. But really, that just put her in a spot where she's gonna fall back on the go-to answers that maybe aren't the best ones, and she's gonna be nervous delivering them, and that's just gonna come off worse.
You should try to make it as casual as possible so you actually get a feel for her, and you know,
get real
Rachel instead of interview Rachel.
Yeah.
Tino's dad's main concern, and he says it multiple times, how can you make connection that quickly? And Tino and Rachel really don't have an answer for him.
That's tough. That's the one that no one has an answer for.
But no one has an answer for that. It's likely not enough time. That's the elephant in the room. It's likely not enough time. Some parents are okay with just going with it in the off chance that it is. And they're going to leave it up to their kid. These guys, Tino's parents, not the case.
Rachel's conversation with Tino's dad, she kind of cut off. She's like, thanks for chatting with me. Just kind of a completely not sincere thanks. And then he's like, no problem. Like that, it could not have ended worse.
It could not have been worse.
Then they had a horrible wrap-up chat with the group.
Horrible.
Horrible wrap-up chat. Rachel and Tina were both just like,
can't believe this happened.
Could not be in worse spirits. Rachel tried to tie it together. Well, this just shows that you take it seriously as we do. And it was, I don't know. I guess that's one. That's the prettiest lipstick you could put on this pig of a hometown. The main thing for me was outside.
Outside was funny.
Was so bizarre. Tino says, well, that went pretty well. And she's like, what are you talking about? That was bad.
That was one of the worst moments of my life, Tino.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Tino, what are you fucking talking about?
It's like, I should have gave you a heads
up.
Well,
they liked you. It's like, what do you mean?
No,
your
no
dad
way
fucking
did they
hated
like
my guts. He hated me, and he hates you.
Yeah, you and your dad need to talk.
What are you talking about? How could it have gone worse?
And it goes from that, where they basically don't come to an agreement on what just occurred, and he says, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And Rachel says, I'm falling in love with you also. Yeah. Which was totally strange declaration under the circumstances.
Yes.
That was the most fiery hot seventh circle of hell hometown ever.
No one's had a worse hometown.
And then they come outside and they're borderline like bickering about whether or not his parents respect her.
The dad.
Yeah, she's
like
wiping
from the
tears.
Questioning.
And then they exchange falling in loves.
This was a leave in the Tahoe. Like, I need to think about this.
I need some time, yes.
I need some time to digest this. But no, they just went plowed forward with the relate, which is exactly what his dad was concerned about.
We've seen bad hometowns, and they talk about it outside, and then they get in the car, and it's like, wow, that was so bad. Wow. We're on the rocks now.
I'll see you at the rose ceremony. You probably won't be getting a rose, is what the conversation is usually.
I don't remember a hometown that went horrible and ended with...
I'm falling
in love
with you.
Another step forward, I'm falling in love with you.
Pushing this, you know, crazy. Us against the world is what they're doing. Forget
that
those two.
Weird. That was a strange out exterior
scene. We're just going to breeze past how bad that went and keep it pushing.
They breeze past it. All right.
That was it. No Aven.
No Aven. Next week.
No Aven.
Next week is Aven. Then the men tell all. Anything else on this episode, AB?
No, I don't think so. I enjoyed myself. Good hometowns, I'd say.
Yeah, some, you know.
Way to break up. Good breakup. Good dad. Good mom.
The breakup in that the last dad and mom were the memorable. All the other hometowns I got.
I'll remember,
you know,
that dad at the picnic table the rest of my life. I'll remember that guy showing up at the picnic table.
That's because you had a good bit about it. That's the only reason.
I'll remember that. This is memorable hometowns, I'd say.
Here's the remaining schedule. Based on Wikipedia.
Someone posted the schedule in the Facebook group, too, from somewhere.
Next week is Mental All in Avon's hometown. Mm-hmm. September 5th, the week after that, part one of Fantasy Suite, September 15th? I must have that wrong. I'll tell you that right now. No, it's 13th. September 13th is on Tuesday. There is a Labor Day.
So the next week, the 29th, is
Mental All.
Then we have 2 weeks of Fantasy Suites.
The second of which is a Tuesday.
The 5th and the 13th?
The 5th and the 13th.
What's on Monday? Might be Monday Night Football.
Must be football.
Yeah.
Is football back?
Is football back? That's probably the first Monday Night Football, I bet.
Yeah. Then September 20th is the season finale. That's also a Tuesday. What the hell is going on?
Why are they on Tuesdays? Maybe they just don't want any on Monday Night Football this year.
I think yeah, because then Paradise begins on the 27th. 27th, 28th is Tuesday.
A Tuesday?
Wednesday.
So we're all Tuesdays.
There's no more Mondays after next week.
Oh, wow.
No, the 5th.
The 5th, yeah.
Two more Mondays, and then it's Tuesdays and Tuesday, Wednesdays.
Usually we don't have seasons running against football, so I don't know that we've seen this before. Mm-mm. Like actual Bachelor, Bachelorette seasons. So there we go.
That's the schedule.
That's the schedule. Hey, Rim, I got a Facebook comment of the week.
Let's hear it.
Marjorie.
Yeah?
Want to get your take on this conspiracy corner. Logan didn't have COVID.
Saw a lot of that out there.
People don't think he had COVID.
People don't
think
he had
COVID. Based on
Jesse's
response, based on the previews that they showed of the situation, there was like some hostility but behind him being sent home, at least in what they showed us leading up to it. And then he didn't tell the people about COVID, which seems strange to me last week.
Well, maybe they did. We don't know.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But there's a. I just want to let you know there's a conspiracy out there.
There's
right
a
now.
Lot of people out there who brought that up, that Logan didn't have COVID. That's maybe the case. I feel like if there were a real scandalous reason, that would be out. That would be public knowledge by now.
The people in the Facebook group, which is nearing 2,000 people, Rim.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm getting Rose close Cast to Nation. A milestone. The people in there think it had something to do with mental health. Now, they said there was some comment in one of the after the show clips or something. They mentioned some
Maybe
comment.
Maybe we'll learn more
next
week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we will with the mental law. Just something to keep an eye
on. You'll have to tell me what happens on the Mental All.
Couldn't be me. Watch the Mental All? No, never that.
Interesting. All right. Mailbag,
I can't wait to have a 5-minute episode I'm going to watch next week. Avon's part?
Here's the thing. We're going to watch the Mental All, and we'll probably recap it. And I'll do my grousing about how I always do about
you
how I can't
mental
stand
all.
These. Oh. Oh. I hate all the tell-alls.
You hate it, but watch it. I hate it. Don't watch it. That's my thing.
You used to watch it.
I used to watch it and
it's
like
not
it.
Whitewash history here. You used to watch it until all
you
were
into
it.
And like it. I was into it. I was big into it.
After so many, they're all the same.
Yeah.
It just...
There's no controversy. What are we going to talk about even?
That's the other thing. This was not
like,
a really
fuck,
contentious
season. What are we
going
to talk about?
Yeah.
There's no villains. No nothing.
Last week's question, 773-234, right? 7794. I believe the question was like, do you care for any of these relationships? Who are you rooting for?
do you care
about any of these guys? Who do you like? Sophia in Missouri. This is only my second season with Bachelor Nation. I feel like this season is trying to tell too many stories and not telling them very well. I feel like both Rachel and Gabby probably do have strong connections, but we aren't able to see them spelled out because the editing is so choppy. I'd love to see more of Avon because he and Rachel, this wasn't the episode for you, because he and Rachel seem to have great chemistry. He seems very laid back and makes Rachel feel wanted without coming off as trying too hard. For Gabby, I would absolutely not be surprised if she didn't accept a proposal and comes on after the final rose in a relationship with Nate. They just needed to have more time to let the relationship grow and enjoy each other without Gabby feeling like she would have to be a mom. That's an interesting theory. Thank you, Sophia. Lindsay from Toronto. I really see such a strong connection between Gabby and Jason. That's not how she wrote it. It was exclamation point. I know he's really quiet, but I think she recognizes his quiet confidence and that he doesn't need to be the loudest, most vibrant in the room. That's her role. I can tell when he looks at her, he genuinely admires her, and she seems to understand him on a deeper level. They remind me of the dynamic between myself and my husband, and I think they would be a perfect match. I'm rooting for Team Jabby all the way. Rachel, I think, likes Tino, but Avon would probably be a much better match for her if she gives him a real chance. Thank you, Lindsay. Next one. The only guy I'm rooting for at this point is Nate. I know he's already gone, but maybe Gabby will end up single and still they can get together after the show. But then again, I also held out hope for Michael A. to come back on Katie's season and nothing came of that. Here's hoping. That's from Nate.
I wonder if Michael A.'s on Paradise. I would love to look at the Paradise cast without seeing spoilers.
Did you get the gag there? Nate wrote that. A person named Nate wrote that.
Oh.
Not that one, though, was the bit.
Okay.
I didn't deliver it well. Thank you, Nate. 310 area code. I'm rooting for Jason. I've literally never been so into a contestant before. I wish they showed more of their storyline on living on crumbs over here. And then a hot sweating emoji with the tongue out. Like
about Jason? Yeah. Oh, so they're into Jason physically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 310 needs to be hosed off a little bit.
I was about to say, what about the Jason most into a character on here ever?
You should see this emoji. This is like, I would describe this emoji, I don't know, like someone at a Harry Styles concert. Like, oh, just like, oh. Oh my God, Jason.
About Jason? Boring old Jason?
Well, maybe this person, maybe 310 doesn't think like that. Doesn't sound like it. Living on crumbs. Living on crumbs.
My just, goodness.
Just sucking up all the Jason crumbs.
Who is this?
310 area code.
No, they didn't want to put their name on it.
They didn't
want to put their name on it.
No. Whitney from Orlando. A bit about Logan not having COVID. Ann says he didn't mention COVID at all on his Instagram post after the episode. Something to consider.
Okay.
Nicola from London. I can't believe how out you guys are on Eric. I just don't know anything about the guy. Yeah, I don't know.
That's
Eric.
All.
I think I'm more in on Eric than the average person. The mullet, all caps, he's a firm fave for me. I do like Tyler, although he has vibes of a man about to get crushed and never recover.
Ah.
Also, not to do with the mailbag, but your discussion of Zach and Jed got me thinking of the difference. Jed's tone was so suspicious to me because he had the number one wrong reasons red flag profession. When it comes to this show, musician. Yeah. I can never trust a musician on this show. Zach, on the other hand, works in IT. I think it's got to be one of the careers with the least to gain by pretending to be into the lead, knowing that makes his tone less jarring to me. Thank you, Nicola. Maya from Sweden has a theory about Logan's departure.
Okay.
My theory is that he decided after the sex date that he didn't want to be there anymore. He was shown saying that he was disappointed the date wasn't more serious or meaningful. So I think he wanted to leave, but had played ball with the producers earlier, so they owed him one. And they arranged it so he could leave without seeming like a bad guy. In the preview at the end of last week's episode, they showed Jesse sternly telling him that he had to pack his bags.
Yeah.
When Jesse told the guys that he was leaving, he didn't actually mention COVID and it seemed like a much more serious issue. So I think that after that conversation happened, the show decided to spin a different story and film Jesse telling Gabby about him leaving afterwards, even though it was edited to look like he told her first. I'm hoping we get more clarity from people behind the scenes spilling the beans, but I just wanted to bring up the speculation in case you're interested. Thank you, Maya. Mm. You know, I'm starting to buy into it a little bit now.
Yeah, me too.
It's strange to boot him from the season for that. You can wait a while. You can give him the last hometown.
Oh, COVID.
Yeah. I'm buying into it not being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corey from Pennsylvania. I'm rooting for Jason. He seems like the rare person who didn't come on the show.
Damn,
to get
Jason's
famous.
A favorite here. Rosecast Nation favorite is Jason.
Yeah. Because he's bad
did
at TV,
not know
I
this.
Think. Yeah.
Wow.
He seems like the rare person who didn't come on the show to get famous. His Instagram was private until very recently, and his Twitter is still private. He just seems like a laid-back, chill dude who genuinely seems to value a connection over influencer status. Thank you, Corey. Rachel from Dallas. My bestie and I have a couple faves. On Gabby's team, we love Jason. He seems like a sweet, normal guy. Love that he seems a little awkward and nervous.
Another one.
Definitely how I would be on this show. And he seems to be really into Gabby. We also love Zach. Just a wholesome boy-next-door vibe. And even though he's gone, love Ethan. Baby back bitch is going into my everyday vocabulary, and he was hilarious during the cheese date. Ethan for first Asian bachelor. Thank you,
oh,
Rachel.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Two unrelated ones to the question. First, Charlotte in Seattle. First time texter. I saw a theory about why so many cocktail parties and dates have been canceled, and I really believe it. The camera crew and all workers are under a union. And people are thinking that filming both Gabby and Rachel has caused them to fulfill their allowed hours very quickly. So they aren't legally able to have all the dates and cocktail parties because it would go over the agreed upon hours. If that is true, Charlotte, this is officially the dumbest idea the franchise has ever had, having two leads. Had to see that coming a mile away. Thank you, Charlotte.
Interesting.
Manny from Southern California, also first-time texter. You guys drummed up enough interest for me to finally go and check out Jed Wyatt's most recent singles when AB kept forgetting to do so. Bear in mind I have no qualifications for critiquing music, but 45 and straight up sounds like a jam I remember hearing in my orthodontist waiting room as a teenager. And Risk sounds like the obligatory snooze track on a boy band CD. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I think that's not good.
I think it's good. Those were... boy bands didn't do bad tracks, if I know one thing about that era.
That's true. Good point.
Just thought I'd share my thoughts. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you to everyone who texted in. We appreciate it. What's next week's question, AB?
I want
to
know thoughts on the hometown that was most interesting to me, which was Tino's. Did you think his parents went too far there? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
What's the right amount of skepticism? And how should parents be acting on these?
And what do you think about what happened afterwards?
Yeah.
If you want to throw that in too.
Yeah.
I think they were way too aggressive. That was their goal, in my view, to put her on her heels. However, I think their concerns were not much different than any other parent's concerns.
Do you think they were doing that to scare her away? Because they were that anti this show? They just wanted to, you know, let's be so bad that she's going to go running. I think it was that.
If a set of parents wanted to scare the person visiting away, that's probably how they would do it.
Yeah.
773-234-7794. What did you think of Tino's hometown? Quick Rose League scoring update. There isn't one because Avon's hometown is counting for next week. So if you picked Avon and you're upset, don't worry about it. They're going to score it next week.
I was really low. It's like one of the worst. I picked one of the worst so far, but I think I picked Avon.
You had to have had Avon then.
I think I picked Avon.
All right, how about the headline of the week?
Did you see this, Rim? Let's start with the sad news, actually. We didn't mention this, but Eric's dad passed away before the show even started, so...
Before it started airing.
Yeah, before it started airing, so rest in peace. And then...
They had a little title card.
Did they have something at the end? Or at the start?
It was at the end after Jokey segment with the Seinfeld guy.
And then on the opposite side, did you see this, Rim? Wells got married finally to Sarah Hyland.
Wells and Sarah Hyland, yes. Sarah Hyland,
huge news. Did you see who all was at the wedding? Bachelor royalty.
I can imagine. That's a funny mix of A-list stars and, you know...
You had the whole Modern Family family there. You had a bunch of other stars there. And then you have the,
you know,
C and D.
Jared and Ashley I.
Yeah. Chris Harrison was there. That needs to be noted. Everyone else you could possibly think of was there in the Bachelor family.
Where'd they get married?
Strangely,
I care about this marriage more than
I do,
most
too. I've been looking at pictures and stuff for a long time. I don't know where it was. Let me see if I can find that real quick. I can't find it. I'm sure it was in California somewhere, but.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Good for them. What a come up.
Yeah. Good for Wells. One of our favorites.
All right.
That's it.
Anything else, AB? Any other updates?
Do you have a power rankings?
No.
Okay, good. Nothing changed.
I mean, Tino is far and away Rachel's favorite, I believe. And Eric is, I think, not even close for Gabby. I think those are the two far and away favorites. But the previews have some crying.
Yeah. We'll see.
Do you disagree on either of those?
No. Eric and Tino. Are the favorites. Yeah.
I guess we could wait.
I don't think we need to see Avens to adjust anything. No.
No.
They might as well just not show that, honestly.
It would not be a shock if they cut a hometown the way this season is gone. Sorry, we're out of time. All right. Speaking of being out of time, we're out of time. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Talk to you later. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.